Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this March 20th edition of the ACT Brief. First up for today, in part 3 of his continuing video interview series on ACT, Dr. Mohammed Saeed, Chief Medical Officer of Solera Health, addressed challenges in integrating wearable data into clinical workflows. High-velocity, continuous data from remote monitors creates information overload for providers managing large patient cohorts, and frequent false alarms lead clinicians to ignore potentially dangerous alerts. Up next, in a new ACT Academy session developed by one of our EAB members, Dr. Brian S. McGowan, Chief Learning Officer at ArchimedX, the focus shifted to cognitive, learning, and behavioral science as drivers of clinical performance. Using spaced repetition and behavioral nudges, this approach builds true readiness and translates knowledge into consistent action under pressure, moving beyond compliance-driven training checkboxes. And last but not least, in a new video interview from our sister publication, PharmExec, Lakshita Johari, analyst for Life Science Dynamics, discussed how FDA's rare disease evidence principles allow sponsors greater flexibility in trial design and control arms while maintaining safety as paramount. Recent CRLs suggest FDA application may diverge from stated guidance, creating uncertainty and signaling a need for better alignment across regulatory touchpoints. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.